Thank you for joining me once again here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today, featuring all the headlines that I find while scouring the internet, looking for news, results, chatter, quotes, you name it. If I think it's important, I will deliver that news to you. Here we go. Let's start off with a great fight that happened in Upper New York State. It was a clash for the WBA featherweight title featuring WBA ranked number 2, Raymond Savage Ford. He's now 15-0-1. He scored a dramatic 12th round stoppage over number 1 rated Otabek Kolmatov, who's now 12-1, to claim the vacant belt. And that took place at the Turning Stone Resort in Verona, New York. Apparently, it was back and forth action between those excellent unbeaten fighters. And the rounds were very close. In fact, Ford was down 106-103 on two cards going into that final round. And to say that it was a great fight is an understatement. But to get that knockout as he did in those closing moments, truly an amazing story. And one, you know, realistically, hate to say it, but go to YouTube and you'll see what I'm talking about. Too bad about the news that we see out of Puerto Rico. Unfortunately, Amanda Serrano, who we were looking forward to, and I mentioned the other week, who'd be fighting Nina Minky, that fight had to be canceled just minutes before it was supposed to happen. Unfortunately, Serrano had suffered an eye injury, but more importantly, was deemed medically unfit to compete by the Puerto Rican Boxing Commission. I mean, she said, I think I'd fight with one eye and one arm, but unfortunately, according to MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, her fight had to be canceled. And it was actually billed as Serrano's homecoming. It was her first time fighting on her home island since becoming the undisputed featherweight champ. And MVP announced during the event that everyone who paid for tickets to the show would get a 100% refund, and that Minky would be paid her full purse. So that's really important, I think, to announce and give credit where credit is due for the fellows who run MVP, that being Jake Paul and Nikisa Badarian. Really good. If you're curious about what actually happened to Serrano's eye, unbelievably, Jake Paul actually explained that her cornea had been exposed due to the injury. Now, what was the injury? Apparently, her eye had become irritated by hair product the day before the fight. She was hoping that some eye drops would treat the injury in time to fight, and actually wore sunglasses, as you might recall, during the weigh-ins on Friday due to the irritation. Nonetheless, the commission would not allow the fight, and it had to be canceled. Jake Paul, for his part, stepped into the ring and within moments had clobbered Ryan Borland and, quite frankly, knocked him out of the ring. Well, not really out of the ring, but technical knockout, 2 minutes, 37 seconds of the first round in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Used a nice jab early and hard, hard right hands to the body, set up a big combination, had Borland against the ropes, and then poured it on until referee Luis Pabon stopped the bout. So, you know, even Paul admitted, he said, I wanted it to be a little longer to give some fans more time, but I'm just happy to be in Puerto Rico, where he trains and lives. And he said, y'all show mad love, if I'm kind of imitating his enthusiasm, shall we say. But nonetheless, he was coming off a first-round knockout of Andre August in December and outlanded Borland's punches 24-3. Wow. So, said Paul afterwards, I guess we just got to step it up even way more. I'm ready for the big leagues, he said. I'm getting sharp. It's my life now. And when asked whom he wanted to fight next, Paul said he didn't mention any names, but he did propose one. Canelo Alvarez. He said, hey, Canelo, stop ducking. I know you want it. I'm repping Puerto Rico. You're repping Mexico. So it's Puerto Rico versus Mexico. He's 9-1 as a boxer now. Won three straight after his first career loss to Tommy Fury back in February 2023. And so not a bad, you know, 9-1, not a bad early record for Jake Paul, who he didn't have much faith in early on, but he's bringing in those boxing fans. He's putting his money where his mouth is, and treating boxers fairly. And I think that's what's important here in this particular story. He's winning his fights. Yes, he doesn't have a zero, but that doesn't matter. He's winning his fights and treating his boxers fairly and signing boxers to management contracts and putting those guys and gals in the ring. And not only just local fighters or fighters he knows, but his team's scouring the world looking for great fighters. Speaking of great fighters, let's talk about Ryan Garcia for a brief moment, because there was a, what do they call them now, tweets or whatever, on an X account. Jake Paul responded to Ryan Garcia, who must have made mention of something. And I'm not really sure. I don't follow this. "You seem like you're losing your mind," says Jake Paul. "You got to chill out, bro. If you do want to fight, to me, that's light work." So I guess Jake Paul's ready to take on Ryan Garcia as well as Canelo Alvarez. Now, speaking of Ryan Garcia, his ex-wife hit the headlines saying, you know, he's not okay, and she's worried. And we've been talking for a while now about his admission of not being afraid to smoke some weed and drinking some liquor. And anyway, so his ex-wife, Drea Selna, said, you know, she's worried. And last Sunday, Ryan posted a strange cryptic message, which some felt was him being kidnapped. Ryan's dad, Henry Garcia, has since dismissed as him trolling the fans, but it's troubling that he'd post something like that to upset people. His ex-wife feels that something is wrong with him, and she wants people to pray. There's widespread concern for Ryan's mental health, she said. You know, she said, "I'm genuinely concerned, and so are all of his family members." The organizers of Ryan Garcia's fight against Devin Haney on April 20th need to start thinking about finding a replacement for him. I mentioned that last week as well. And I mentioned who might be willing to step up because he seems like he's going through a rough patch in his life and would be better off working through these issues before returning to the ring. And quite frankly, there have been a lot of boxers out there saying, if there's something wrong, Ryan, get the help you need. And I, for one, can tell you you put an awful lot of money into a young person's hands, and it happens all the time in many different sports. They do really stupid things, and Ryan Garcia, he's not the exception here. He's not the rule either. I mean, take a look at Jared Anderson, one of my favorite fighters, and look at the trouble he's getting into with the law. And many boxers for generations, quite frankly, have gotten into trouble with the law because they can't control either their emotions or their tempers, specifically their passion for fighting, whether in the ring or outside of the ring. Anyway, is Ryan Garcia okay? We're not so sure. Haney, as you might recall, said that Ryan smelled of alcohol during their face-off at their pressers last week, and he felt that he wasn't taking care of himself. And Ryan revealed during the press conference in LA that he smokes and drinks. And with the money that Ryan's making for his fight against Haney, he likely won't be willing to back out of the fight because he won't want to miss out on that giant payday he'll be getting, which we've also discussed. So, it is funny. Well, not funny, but I'll add something else here. He has now, as Ryan Garcia, has been chit-chatting that he projects himself becoming a billionaire soon. So I think realistically, maybe it's Haney versus Arnold Barbosa Jr. or maybe Sandra Martin. Excellent replacements for Ryan Garcia. So anyway, we'll see how that all falls into place. Speaking of falling into place, Eddie Hearn's back in the news yet another day. And he wants to match newly crowned WBA featherweight Raymond Ford against Nick Ball and put them on the undercard of that June 1st matchup between Artur Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol taking place over in Saudi Arabia. Putting Ford in with Ball would be an in-house matchroom boxing contest and more for UK consumption. American fans probably would prefer that Ford face IBF featherweight champ Luis Alberto Lopez next if he's going to stay at 126. Lopez, quite frankly, is a better fighter than Ball, and American fans would prefer to see Ford do it against Lopez as he can punch and has talent. It's not surprising that Hearn isn't chomping at the bit to put Ford in with Lopez because he barely got through his last fight. True, but he did deliver that amazing knockout towards the end of it. Anyway, so Ford, as I said earlier, 15-0-1, 8 knockouts, and he won that WBA 126 pound title with a 12th round knockout over Komatov in New York State. By the way, Ford isn't the type of talent to hold up under the firepower of Lopez. And Ford's win over Komatov was the second controversial victory, as many fans believe he should have been given a loss in his fight against Aaron Perez back in 2021. And that fight scored an eight round draw. So anyway, so that's what Eddie Hearn's yapping on about. Speaking of Eddie Hearn and what he's yapping on about, what's Anthony Joshua up to these days? Let's have a quick look here. Oh, yes, yes. The undercard's finally been announced when Anthony Joshua takes on Ngannou. Ngannou's expected to be a much more difficult test for Joshua as that MMA, ex-MMA, or I'm not sure how to define him, knocked down Tyson Fury during his very first competitive boxing match. So although Ngannou's 0-1, yes, he does sport a zero, but he certainly has no fear of Anthony Joshua and has been telling people he will knock out Anthony Joshua. But who is on the undercard? Let's see, Zhilai Zhang. Let's see a quick here. Oh, this is interesting. According to The Sun in the UK, boxing fans, the Super Saudi card is set to have an all-British lightweight clash, which sees Mark Chamberlain, 14-0, face Gavin Gwynn, 17-2-1. Not really familiar with those fellas. Anyway, and Queensbury star Nick Ball will go up against Mexican Ray Vargas for the world featherweight title, as opposed to what was previously just told to us. The huge bout that boxing fans are really looking forward to seeing is Chinese champ Zhilai Zhang put his WBO interim heavyweight title on the line against Joseph Parker. So anyway, so we have the main event, Joshua versus Ngannou. Then we have Zhang versus Parker. Then we have Ball versus Vargas. Then we have Israel Madrimov versus Magomedov Gurbanov for the WBA super welterweight title. That'd be a good fight. Then, as I said, Chamberlain versus Gwynn, Andrei Novotovsky versus Jean Torres, Justice Huni versus Kevin Lorena. That'd be a good fight. Jayad Amayouf versus Christian Lopez Flores, Roman Fury versus Martin Schwach, and Jack McGann versus Lewis Green. So there you go. It's a great little undercard. I should say great big undercard for that Joshua versus Ngannou fight. Finally rounded out, finally announced. Speaking of Ngannou and speaking of MMA fighters, it looks like he's kind of taken the genie out of the bottle, as they say, because there seem to be quite a few other MMA fighters interested in stepping into the boxing world and stepping between the ropes to take on other boxers. Let's have a look here at what ESPN says. The trend of MMA fighters chasing big money, is it laughable, chasing big money in boxing, spurred at first by Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor back in 2017, and given a real direction by Jake Paul's clever matchmaking, which seems to be winding down, until Ngannou not nearly knocked off Fury. He certainly did put him down on the canvas. So the MMA to boxing transition has new life, with one manager telling ESPN that one of his current UFC clients is looking to fight out his contract with an eye towards the boxing ring, and another representative prognosticating that McGregor could be next to make the jump again. Those in the industry, though, are split on whether these are legitimate, consistent opportunities to succeed for MMA fighters in boxing, or if it's just a pot of fool's gold. Let's see what MMA manager, unnamed, told ESPN. Francis, doing that kept the door open longer, and the longer the door is open, the more opportunities that might come, the more chances for something to happen. I think it's something that's frequently talked about in gyms and locker rooms, that MMA guys can compete in boxing more easily than the flip side. Tell that to Clarissa Shields. Ngannou will compete in a second pro boxing match, yada, yada, yada. And let's see if they name names here other than McGregor. Not really. You'll have to Google this one. But let's see if there's more MMA fighters who do take that jump. Speaking of jumping, it looks like Dillian White of Matchroom fame has been cleared of positive drug tests. Dillian White has been cleared to continue his career after an investigation confirmed that a positive drugs test was caused by a contaminated supplement. WTF. All right, fans. Thanks very much for joining me here on Talk and Fight. Appreciate it very much. Remember to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We'll see you again tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, for another edition of Boxing News Today, where I give you all the updates, all the headlines fit to print.